Good morning. I step out of reactivity and I step into this ice bath, allowing myself to accept and feel what is in my body. I embrace what is present. I step out of reactivity. I step into this moment, into this ice bath. Allow myself to accept and feel what is in my body. I embrace what is present. I step out of reactivity and I allow myself to accept and feel what is in my body. I embrace what is here, now, present. I step out of reactivity and I allow myself to accept and feel what is in my body. I embrace what is present. Here I am now. I am here. I am now. I am here. I am. Day 31. Final day of the ice bath meditations. I'll continue doing polar plunges, cold plunges, ice baths, but this is the end of this series. And it's 40 degrees out today. There's an incredible moon shining on my face to the south. I step out of reactivity. I step out of being unconscious, living like in a dream. And I allow myself to be here now, to accept and feel life, what is in my body. I embrace what is present here. I am now. I am here. I am now. I am here. I am. Thank you for joining these days. Thank you for listening, for the interactions that we've had on social media. And what brought me into this water, well, quite a few things, but you know, I was talking to classes yesterday that I teach at Boise State, and was talking a little bit about this whole experiment that I've been involved in, and that part of it was really intentionally embracing the reality that life is changing, that everything we can see, hear, feel, it's all passing by. It's going through a cycle. It's born, grows, it stabilizes, it decays, it dies, born, and it's just this continuous cycle. Every thought, emotion, everything that we can see, but there's that which sees it, the unconscious, the conscious awareness. When I'm sitting in the seat of conscious awareness, I'm aware that I'm aware, I'm noticing. And so I'm not caught in trying to hold on, to make things stay away, to keep things here forever. I'm being with life as it is, as I am. And using Andrew Huberman's method to really reinforce that idea was to find something that we resist, that requires willpower to do, to make it a daily practice, and to do it. And that's what I've done these 31 days. And I'm really proud of myself. I've learned so much. I'll spend more time reflecting, about all those lessons. But I'm thankful that I stepped out of reactivity and stepped into this ice bath, allowing myself to accept and feel what is in my body, embracing what is present. Peace and love to you, my friends. Peace and love. You are emissaries of light and love. Carry it with you everywhere you go and to everyone you meet. Cheers.